Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is the gentleman seated here right next to me, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only, Fred Dreyer, the guy who brings the life and fun to this show each week, as you can tell right now as he grabs all sorts of good things. Oh, look at that. He's getting some of my jelly bellies right in front of me there. Thank you, Fred. Welcome. Oh, wait a second. Let me put this button here. Yeah. Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Everything is good on this side of the room. How about you over there?
Everything is good right here on this side of the room. It's like same side. We're at SoFi Stadium. If you watch us on video, here's the deal. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio on all the radio stations and all the digital platforms, the Google Home speaker, the Amazon Echo. Just say, hey, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio, and you can hear us. You can hear us by dialing on your cell phone, pound 250. It's a phone call. You dial pound 250. When the call is answered, they say, what's the keyword? You say CRN. They'll load our app on your phone, and you can listen to us wherever
it's
you are.
It's the best deal in town, I swear.
It's free.
It's better than joining Netflix.
Exactly. Thank you, Fred.
See?
You're the social media genius, as I've always known all along. And then we're on Sports Byline, all of their great radio stations. Sirius XM, oh my gosh, let me tell you, Sirius XM, channel 217 oh, yeah. on Sirius, channel 203 on XM, 967 on their internet service. We're on video, on Twitter, on Twitch, on Facebook, on Periscope, on Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com.
And the cartoon channel, aren't we?
I think so. I think that's coming up soon.
Warner Brothers Cartoon Channel.
Yeah, so we welcome you to the show. We got a big week here. How's your week been, Fred?
It's been not unlike yours. I've been trying to juggle several different things.
See?
From the professional side and the non-professional side. You don't want to know about the non-professional side.
No, you don't want to know about that.
You don't want to know about that.
Stay, I'm not interested. And don't forget, on Facebook Live, we've got our chat room going, so you can chat with us if you would like to. All you have to do is make some comments there. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
See you next time.
See you next time. Abbreviated version. Stand by for Dodger baseball. No, we'll be back. We got a full
Who's
hour
pitching,
here.
By the way, anybody pitching over there?
No, I think Clayton Kershaw came in here because he's got a little excess energy after only going.
I saw him in the parking lot. He was just stammering around. He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Throwing pretzels and peanut bags in the stand because he's got extra energy. He was only in there an inning and a third.
If I hadn't yelled at him, that truck would have hit him.
We'll be right back here in the Sports Lodge. Thanks for joining us.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Fred Dreyer here. When you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. And every disease known to man can attack you. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Angelo's in Vinci's Ristorante, home of the 52-week-a-year Christmas tree, has important news. Angelo's in Vinci's, a 52-year-old landmark restaurant, an icon in downtown Fullerton, California, is closing its doors August 1st. It's the end of an era. Come and visit us one last time. Relive dinners, family gatherings, weddings, special occasions, and our incredible secret family recipes. Pizzas, calzones, pastas, chicken, seafood, sauces, tiramisu flown in from Italy, zeppoles, and our famous hospitality. And atmosphere. Come sit inside our Italian movie set and enjoy Angelo's and Vinci's one last time. Hurry, we're closing August 1st. Come to 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton or call 714-879-4022 and come visit soon. Angelo's and Vinci's is closing forever on August 1st. Visit us and enjoy our incredible food and fun. 52 years of memories and original family recipes. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Share the memories and love at Angelo's and Vinci's.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. The things we talk about.
Oily stool.
Is that what you stop? That's not. We were just commenting on that, and it's, you should be in good, healthful shape, and that's why we got Al Simon on here. Now, we were going to have a big expose about football and all sorts of good things there with Fred Dreyer, and we'll get to that here on the show today. Got lots of time, but Fred has not been here for the last 3 weeks taking care of some personal issues. And so
I was on the edge of being dehydrated. So I'm here now.
He's drinking his water, and things are looking good. Now, we have our class valedictorian, also our photographer, Pamela, who sends things out from times, and she said she wanted to recapture a fan favorite from 1987, and she put together some pictures. And this picture that we're showing, and for those of you on radio, this is a picture of Hunter and McCall, Sergeant D.D. McCall, the lovely Sergeant D.D. McCall, and Rick Hunter, investigating a mysterious murder. And they pretended, Hunter, or rather McCall, thought it'd be a great idea for them to be a married couple. Boy, was she off base. Anyway.
Well, wait a minute now. I mean,
the only room that was left apparently available was the bridal suite, and you called her Love Muffin, and there's a picture of you wrapped in some beautiful red
Indian blanket. It's an Indian blanket.
Is that an Indian blanket? And the call looks lovely, and you look
she looks
quite
very
comfortable.
Enticing. She looks enticing. She looks threatening there to me.
She does.
She's about ready to take that right arm of hers and push it somewhere.
Well,
that
hold on a second. To defend herself, we have the lovely Stephanie Kramer on the line here right now, Sergeant Dee Dee McCall. Stephanie, welcome to the broadcast. We love you. Thank you for calling into the show today and risking everything.
Hey. Hi, Freddie.
How you doing, darling? Hey, look, this was a very provocative shot. Is she seeing what we're seeing?
Well, if she's got her Roku set on.
No, I'm not.
So I'll describe it to you. Stephanie, you're leaning on your side, and you look beautiful there in a nice white sort of bedtime manner. And Fred, or Sergeant Rick Hunter, is
you can call me Fred.
Is laying on the bed. But it looks like you're using two or three pillows there. And he's wrapped up in the Indian papoose-type blanket. Is that right?
But the key here is, where are my arms? That's the key to this whole shot right here.
Yeah, well.
And the look on her face says she knows where they are.
Those.
I always knew where his arms were.
That's smart of you, Dee Dee. This is great. Stephanie, it's great to have you on the show.
I know I've never called into your show, Fred. I was sitting here, and someone mentioned, I thought, you know, I've never called in. I have to call and just say hi, and I'm so glad you're doing this.
We have all kinds of, just so you know, on this show, we're such entertainment minded hosts that we have photographs, various photographs sent to us and out of our archives, as you all know.
We have another one,
and
Fred.
We have another one coming
Fred,
up.
Here it is.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay, go back to this
Jesus,
one. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, this is one that's very provocative and very fun. We also have some other ones that are also very provocative and very fun, and most of them are provocative and very fun. So
now this you were in the bridal suite in this episode of Hunter, and apparently in the bridal suite they have one of those Vibramatic beds, and so
oh my God, I remember that.
You remember that one?
Okay. Yes.
And so you were sharing that bed, platonically, of course. And so McCall asked Hunter to do her a favor and not snore. So, Stephanie, was he a snorer when he was in the scene?
No.
Well, since he never fell asleep, I can't tell you. I have no idea. Fred, do you snore?
I don't believe so, no.
Don't look at me. I don't know a thing about it.
I'm not looking at you, Mike.
I'm sure. So when...
What is that photograph right there?
So Stephanie is laying in the bed next to you. It looks like you're reading a magazine or something, Fred. I would not be doing that.
But, I see. Right. I see.
So
it's very dark.
Apparently, when the lights go out, you hear a coin drop and the bed starts to vibrate and Hunter mutters love muffin and McCall, Stephanie, you start laughing, say, turn off the bed, you idiot.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be me.
Do you remember that? I remember that. It was very funny.
I do remember that. I actually remember that.
It was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Also sent in here, we have a picture here of one of your great stars on the show.
Charlie Hallahan.
Charlie Hallahan was the chief, right?
Oh, love Charlie.
The captain.
He was
our captain.
Yeah.
And he was so great. You know, we used to rib him all the time. I did it, certainly, but I used to rib him all the time on his love of the Philadelphia Phillies and the big collapse of 1964.
You would rub that in.
I rub it in every time I get a chance.
And
he was such a good guy, a good friend, and an extremely talented actor.
Yep, Seamus is his son. Remember his son,
really
Seamus?
Yeah, Irish.
He was very Irish. The whole thing was Irish, yeah.
Yeah, another picture.
Two boys, Liam and Seamus.
Good-looking guy, I'll tell you that right now. And what I didn't realize is the listener here, Pam, sent this in, and she said that he is so Irish, he's buried in Ireland.
In
Cobb, Ireland. And she even has a picture of the gravesite, I think, here that we have here.
And she's got it.
Where he is, we've got that picture here.
There
it says
he
Charles John Hallahan, born 1943 Philadelphia, died on November 25th in Los Angeles of 1997. American character actor, beloved father, husband, and mentor, son, brother, and uncle. Rest in peace. Great. And his face is on the headstone.
That's
fabulous,
nice.
You guys.
That's very good. I knew he was born. He was born in Philadelphia, and I knew that he was Irish, and I didn't know that much about his illness. He had a heart attack driving on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, he did.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Sad.
Can you
imagine that.
Sad. I don't like to hear that.
Not good.
Anyway, Stephanie, it's great for you to call in. Stephanie Kramer is on the line here with Fred Dreyer on the Sports Lunch. Obviously, you must be a huge Dodger fan. Am I right, Stephanie? Maybe not.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that registers.
Listen, I love the L.A. Dodgers. I love the Colorado Rockies.
Don't commit yourself.
Really, I know this is terrible, and Fred's got that look on his face, and I know he has because I can see it from here. I don't really follow sports. I don't. I never did.
Neither do we.
That's a bulletin for all of our listeners.
No, we don't. You know, this, I was just telling Mike, you know, I took a little sabbatical here off our show, and I came back and I realized that I haven't missed anything. I looked at the waiver wire. I looked at all the things that involve football players and baseball players, and none of it's entertaining. None of it means anything.
Well, the Dodgers have a big winning record.
Well, I'll tell you something, yeah. Steph. You may maybe chirp in on this, but ever since social media became the big thing, there's more things about more things, and they're all boring.
Well, there's a lot of miscellaneous nothingness.
No, it's
that
empty.
People breathe
it's
life a, into.
It's
that,
an empty culture. Completely
well,
empty.
Well, it seems to be turning more and more into that. I have to say that I'm not completely devoid of enjoying sports, because when it comes down to, for example, the last couple of games of the World Series, or certainly the Super Bowl, or when the Lakers play, or I love hockey. I really do. I love hockey.
Kings fan?
So, I'm sorry?
Are you a Los Angeles Kings fan?
Yeah, but I really like the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, so it's Colorado. You're the Rockies, the Avalanche.
Yeah, I like, I mean, that's where I grew to really, really love the sport when I lived there. And so I love watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm that person, you know, jumping from the sofa, screaming at my television. So,
It's like that dog on social media, you know, where they showed the dog the scoring of the big final kick on the championship soccer game, and the dog completely flips. He doesn't flip.
Good. Steph, do you have a website where we can keep in touch and find out what you're up to?
Yeah, you can. Well, I'm actually on all that social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then website is thestephaniekramer.com.
TheStephanieKramer.com.
There's
only one. That's good. Will you do us a favor and call in again? We love you here when you come on the show.
I will definitely do that. And Fred, please give my love to Caitlin, will you?
Will do, darling.
We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back in the sports lounge. Once again, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael Horn. By the way, I have plumb forgot, you know, the altimeter shows.
We're flying high, and how high are we?
We're at 68,000 today.
68,000 even?
089.
Oh, 68,089.
That's right. That's feet, not inches above the surface of the earth. And I'm going to have Tom. Tom, are you awake?
Tom, Tomas.
Yeah,
if you say Tommy Lasorda perks up in our studio audience.
No, Tommy. Not that Tommy.
Yeah.
Tomas.
Tomas, yes.
Yeah, and I want you to do some math for me, if you can, back there.
He's all right? A mathematician,
you got
yes.
a pencil?
He's got it.
All right. Take the pencil and yes. then divide, I think, 12 inches, which is a foot, into 68,089. And I want to find out how many inches we have.
How many inches?
Yeah, how many inches that we have above the surface of the earth.
What you got there, Tommy? You got anything for us?
We have 68,089 feet, but what we're looking for is inches. What would that be in inches?
We're coming up with the answer. You're coming up with the answer.
I feel like a Gene Rayburn.
That's good. Gene, hold on. So I got, 817,078.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I have.
Is that what you got? Yeah, we're pretty good. Fred, is that what you have?
Fred? Yeah, I just figured it out.
You just figured out lightning. You just did it in your head.
Oh, boy.
Well, Tomas and I have oodles of paper out here. Yeah. That's good.
We should get the computer out, the laptop.
Tomas is very good. Not only
he's very good.
He does software.
Yep, and he has gaffer's tape holding the hood. Holding the hood of his car on.
Oh, you won't leave him alone, will
That's
you?
The guy I want writing my software.
That's a hood lock. That is a hood lock.
That's the guy I want writing my software, a guy who takes gaffer's tape to hold the hood of his Mercedes on.
Now, we wouldn't.
Oh, man.
We wouldn't encourage you to do this at home, but he's also been known to use gaffer's tape as a seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
it's a special backup belt.
Oh, well, you need somebody to drive around with to cut you loose when you want to go into the store or something.
Tomas got canceled off a couple of production companies when he used to have to use gaffer's tape to put the marks down. He used to tape the actors to the floor.
Right over the tops of their shoes.
They couldn't move, but they were on their mark. Oh, we got lots to talk about, don't we, today?
Hey, listen, you know, I've got some facts you may not want to know.
You always do. You dig them out for us.
Yeah, I've got some facts you may not want to know. I'm going to read them to you. I don't care what you think about
what
it.
What you got?
Peanut oil.
Yes.
Is used for cooking in submarines because it doesn't smoke unless it's heated above 450 degrees Fahrenheit.
I didn't know that, so it will not smoke.
Well, this is the reason I'm reading this stuff to you.
So after, but once you go over 450 degrees, if you got...
Then it's lights out. Oh, by the way, on every submarine, there's a kind of like a limiter, like they put on NASCARs, you know, to limit them from going over certain RPMs.
Right, right.
Well, they do that.
It's for called, peanut oil?
Yeah, it's the peanut governor. And the peanut.
Don't we have him in California?
The peanut oil.
Oh, no, he was in Georgia.
He was in Georgia.
Yeah, many years
the peanut
ago.
Oil governor on submarines prevents peanut oil from boiling over 450 degrees Fahrenheit.
Otherwise, people are going.
Otherwise, people are flying out of there like you can't believe. So that's that one. Now, a banana. Here's one for you.
Here's another good. These
Pay
are great
attention,
facts.
Tom.
These are water cooler topics
this
for you.
This is very important stuff.
From Fred Dreyer.
You know, in lieu of the country going under.
This is what our show's become. We've already told you the disasters, and we're all hopeless.
Yeah, we're completely finished.
So we're not telling you how to boil.
This is the type of crap that we're reading when we're in the boats going out to the oil tanker to be taken away
to Cuba.
Yeah, that's you know, in another 10 years, you know, we're going to be on a little boat heading out to the oil tanker,
and you'll have these facts.
And the oil tanker will just take us out, and that'll be it.
All right. So what's the next fact?
The banana cannot reproduce itself. it can be propagated only by the hand of man.
Really?
Yeah, that's correct.
So the man must. So the man does something with
man
his banana.
Man has to come in with his hands and propagate.
That's what it
says. That's what it says. That's the word. That's what it says.
So how do they do it? Do they like have to actually dust the pollen or something there?
Well, they have to make an all-out effort to get more bananas. So you have to go out of your way. If people just said, you know, something, I'm not going to care about.
My tree's going to make some more bananas.
We don't care. That's not going to happen. A man has to cultivate. That's the banana, okay?
Let me
tell you something about this banana. The tooth, the human tooth,
right,
is the only part of the human body that cannot heal itself.
Well, that's why you have to go and get them drilled.
That's why you need, quacks.
Bicuspids and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Do you go and trust your dentist when they say that, you know, this has got to be done? Sometimes don't you think they're, like, trying to charge you extra just so they can, every once in a while put a new filling in there?
It's a huge ripoff. All these dentist guys, they're all coke addicts anyway. In the 70s, if the key word was, hey, I want you to meet a friend of mine. He's a dentist. Really? Can he get? Yes, he can.
You can get, really? That was it?
That was it. That's the only value of being a dentist in the 70s is what you could get, pharmaceutical cocaine. You know, really? in the little jars, a little
Dr.
brown jar.
Dr. Beecham used to call that twilight sleep.
That's what it was.
Twilight sleep?
That's it, twilight sleep.
And Dr. Beecham pursues twilight sleep. Remember that commercial, Charles Stahl? I'm Charles Stahl for
Dr.
Beecham.
I love Charles Stahl.
For Dr. Beecham with twilight sleep.
Well, anyway, the tooth Tom is the only part of the human body.
Look, he just took some twilight sleep in there.
Yeah, he's been asleep since Moby Dick was a minnow. Intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair. Did you know that?
Intelligent people, more zinc and copper
in your hair.
Really?
Yeah, that's correct. And Warner Communications, before we drift off here to the next segment, Warner Communications paid $28 million for the copyright of the song Happy Birthday.
Okay. Go right ahead. Give us another. Nail one down.
Your tongue.
My personal tongue?
Well, yours and everybody else's.
Okay.
Your tongue is the only muscle in your body that is attached at only one end.
Really?
Your tongue. Well, if you should ever have a tongue injury, you can use the hamstring as a tongue.
You can? Yes. I did not know that.
Yeah, you, of course
so,
you can.
So the tongue is only attached in one area in the back area, a little flappy thing in there that holds it in. So you should be protective of that.
That's the uvula.
Is that what that
is? The thing that hangs down
at
the roof of your mouth in the back.
Ultraviolet uvula.
Yeah, that was a primitive stop sign for things that were not supposed to be in your mouth.
Yeah, and so this is it. When you were with this for so many years, you were an outstanding athlete with the Rams and at the beginning with the New York Giants. Did you, when you, well, you were.
How far back do you want to go?
Let's go back, man. Before that, doing baseball and blowing
How about
your
high
arm
school?
Out.
Do you know anything about my high school?
High school, you're playing baseball.
I could wing it in high school.
You really had a fastball from what I hear.
Yeah, for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was a usually.
That's how I wound up in football. You know that.
Yeah, I know. You could bring it. You blew your arm out playing
baseball.
Out,
and they said, what are you going to do now? I said, I don't know.
But you could still probably pitch better than some of the starters on the Dodgers.
With my feet.
With your feet.
I could pitch.
I could pitch
upside down with my feet.
So when you were on the baseball, football especially, I'm sure, did they like give you like massages after the game to like straighten muscles out and stuff like that? Was that part of the training purposes or part of the game activity beforehand in the training room? Did you guys have to go get to like work out the knots and stuff? I mentioned that because I had like a massage this weekend. I was thinking, wow, they kind of nailed a couple of knots and things out of there. Was that part of the training?
Was it a female or do you have a...
I always do females, but they got to be able to give me pain. They got to be able to bring it.
Well, I'll introduce you to my ex-girlfriend. She'll give you
talk about
all
pain.
The pain you want.
Let me tell you
what
something about
pain
that pain.
You want?
My neck sometimes, my back gets tight, and when you play with the computer, you get like sore muscles in your arms. And so she was able to actually get this area of your neck up here and just turn my head one way and just rub the hell out of this. And it's actually sore now today, but it has loosened up my entire back because that was like the tight part in this front part of your neck.
Mm.
I'll do it to you later, Tomas. You got to just really push. But did they do that? I'm just asking you. You're a professional.
Well, if you had a problem, they'd work it out.
That's what I'm talking
about. But they're not going to, you're not going to make an appointment to have a massage.
I know that. This was in the training room, right? If you hadn't,
right. Yeah, you get hurt, and then they would go accordingly. Now, kites.
Back to the list. I'm sorry.
Let's get to the important stuff. Kites were used in the American Civil War to deliver letters and newspapers.
They were?
Yes, and it's my belief they're going back to that now.
It's my belief, too.
It is.
They're
going to
put them high. And did you ever have like kite fights? Where you like pull on the thing.
Oh, I love kites. My father would love kites, and he helped make us a kite winder, and he made a great kite winder. And my brother and I had great kite winders with great kites, and we took it down to the. He said, "Whatever you do, don't fly those kites around the neighborhood because they get caught in the trees and
in
the power lines." So we'd go down to the baseball field.
And fly them there.
We just let all, we had like 200 yards worth of.
That's what we do. You run and then you let the string as you go, right?
Yeah. You just let that across the open field, you know, the wind would pick up a little bit and you just get running, no time it would be up there. And we let all of it out.
Yeah, you let it 200 go.
200 yards of monofilament line my dad put in there.
And you just let that thing roll.
This thing was up there. And it was unbelievable how much, it was like a 50-pound pull.
Yeah, when you pull on it, because you got to go like this to pull it up.
Yeah.
My dad was like that, too. He used to tell us to go fly a kite.
Yeah, it took, we didn't realize, you know, we were kids, but I didn't realize that, you know, it took like about an hour and a half to wind it in.
Now, we made, to get them up without much wind, the neighbor guy across the street, Danny, he used to show us how to make a famous box kite with wings.
Oh, yeah.
There was a wing, and that thing would go up with literally no wind at all. And then we'd put a paper clip on there and put like a letter or something, and you pull it like this if you weren't having a kite war, and the thing would drop. And that's probably how they delivered mail.
You know what this music tells me? We've wasted a half hour.
No, you've got good information on today on the show.
We've
really
had fun here, and it's Father's Day. I'm in a great mood, and I don't want to bombard the listener with a bunch of this normal, everyday public Republican crap that's going on because it's so maddening and depressing. But when we come back,
keep the Father's Day
segment
spirit.
Segment four is coming up. And
are you going to get into
it? We're going to get into a little bit of it, but then we'll segue back to facts you may or may not know.
Good, so, and we'll have the baseball DL report.
Then we have the DL, and we have, the buffet list of who's in the buffet line for the Dodgers.
It's PM Show Weekend Edition on CRN with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, incoming at CRNI.net.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich, Dave's Single,
and a Frosty,
Frosty
for me.
And a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 211, and we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial pound 250, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN. Or CRN Talk.
Perfect.
That's all you got to do is say CRN, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it, and it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you always. We have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, Ray has contacted you at freddryer@crntalk.com. That's our email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Would that be Ray Foote?
crntalk.com. Yep, he says, great show, Fred and Mike. A couple quick questions from back in your Giants days.
Yes.
An old yearbook says you went on a canoe trip down the Amazon. If true, how was it? And please confirm, were you ever sent out on offense with the Giants? I swear I saw you at Split End. Is that true?
Split End. Let's see. I was never an offensive player, nor did I take a snap or line up in an offensive position with the New York Giants. I think if Bobby Crispino was number 89, and he left the Giants. He was there from 61 to 68. I came in the following year, and Subway Sid Moret, the equipment manager for the Giants at the time.
Who was that?
Subway Sid Moret.
I love this guy.
He said, here you go, Super Rook. Here's your new jersey. It's just fresh off the griddle. And they said, here it is. It was Bobby Crispino's number. So I inherited Bobby Crispino's number, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
89?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the beginning of that. Now, let's get to the main crux of Ray's question here. An old yearbook says you were on a canoe trip down the Amazon. Is it true? And if it was, how was it?
Those are private moments. And
what does that mean? What does that mean? Give us a little taste of something. Did you do a canoe trip?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how that surfaced. I think it resurfaced when I was a holdout in 1970, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was on sabbatical. I was different places at that time.
Okay, when you were a holdout. Now, Cody, who wrote to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, said, Mr. Dreyer, I've been a dear fan of yours ever since I was a child in the 80s.
Oh,
Hunter was and still is my all-time favorite TV show.
God bless
my
you.
Dad and I would watch it together every week. And one year for my birthday, he gave me your football card, and I was over the moon. Anyway, I followed you here on Facebook, and I really enjoy all your posts. It's really it's a great hearing from you. Just wanted to say hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love hearing from people who remember the early years, and it's all a part of my childhood as well. I remember going to the Ram games and seeing John Arnett walk out of the tunnel at the Coliseum, and then seeing all the guys, Deacon Jones and Merlin Olsen. When I was in high school, they were with the Rams, and it's great to be able to again reach out and touch the parts of your history and your memories. It's really great that you would call, that you would let me know. Thank you.
Didn't you scare some people and the fans when you first played at the Coliseum? You walked down the line to where people were. Can you imagine being a fan and seeing
No, I'm going to tell you the story. We have time, don't we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
1972, I've just been traded to the Rams. We're playing one of our first preseason games at the Coliseum, which would be one of my first games in a Ram uniform. And the one thing I wanted to do, I said, gee, I'm playing in the Coliseum. This is the first time I've been there. Giants, the team I was with before, had not played in the Coliseum. So this is the first time I had actually played on the floor of the Coliseum. I had been there many times and watched SC games and certainly Ram games as a kid. So I was anxious to see the field as I came down the tunnel. I made a left-hand turn. And there was the west end zone. So I went down, I walked down to the seats that were at the corner of the end line of the end zone and the north sideline of the field. And it was right there at that corner that I was a 12-year-old kid that I used to sit in those two seats right behind the screen.
Right.
Where... in 1958, when the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles, and so I went to a Dodger game in 1958 when I was 12 years of age. So I wanted to go down and take a look and see
where you were sitting,
where I was sitting.
Side, yeah.
And so I kind of trotted down the field, and I started as I got closer to the seats. I kind of like looked around to see and. And so there's a bunch of people there watching what was going on, eating popcorn and drinking beer and stuff. And they see me coming towards them. And they started yelling at me and waving. So I went right over to them. And everybody kind of huddled around, you know, for autographs and stuff. And I just said, I just want you to know. These two couple, there was four seats. It was two men, two women. And I said, I just want you guys to know that I sat in these two seats while Wally Moon hit home runs over the screen. And my first game was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Bob Skinner was the left fielder. And we used to yell at him through the screen, sitting in those seats you're sitting in right now.
What'd you tell Skinner?
I said, hey, Skinner, we called him Leadfoot because he couldn't run. Hey, Leadfoot, throw us the ball. He goes, get the ball yourself, you know, so.
Did he ever give you a ball?
No, he pushed it through.
Wow.
When they stopped taking batting practice, Skinner pushed the ball, popped it through the screen.
Leadfoot Bob Skinner getting heckled by a young Fred Dreyer, but still gives him a ball. Great story, Fred. All right, out of Leadfoot's left field, here's another fan question.
Do you have any advice on healthy eating?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, brother. I'll just sit back here and phone it in for the rest of the show. Go ahead.
No, look. I mean, you got to eat great food. You got to simplify your diet.
We know that.
For me, I have fish. I have salmon. I have broccoli. I have all the different types of greens you could possibly imagine.
A lot of green vegetables.
Yes. And then I have a ton of water. And then...
I've gone to dinner with you many times. You'll have... maybe one helping, maybe two helpings of a salad, and then a nice piece of salmon. And, you know, you'll treat yourself to a dessert or something, especially a cookie is his weakness. If you're on the other
chocolate
team.
Chocolate chips.
Yeah, you throw him a chocolate chip cookie. He ain't going to put that tackle on you, let me tell you right now. That's the weakness of the man. Pamela says, Hunter catching up on his sleep. All you female fans would love to wake up with that face looking at them. Apparently, your show is running in the evening hours. People can go to bed with Hunter.
Uh-oh. You got to be careful.
Yeah, we do got to be careful. All right, let's get back to football talk. Your day compared to today. What's being taught today that was missing from your day? Or maybe I know you better. What's missing from today's game that was taught in your day's game?
When I played, and I hate saying that, so forgive me. But the era that I played in,
yes,
there was tremendous defensive coordinators, coaches. Their big thing was, we want to make sure you understand what we're trying to do, and we're going to put you in the best position to be successful. That certainly, that spirit lives today, but they don't follow it up because of a couple of things. as they have made rules and regulations to encourage passing. They allow holding now. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're just tackling people at the line of scrimmage. But they allow holding in order for quarterbacks to throw for 600 yards. The commercialization of the sport wants it, it exploits it, and wants it to be an explosive offensive game. So what they do is the defensive coordinators are defensive backfield coaches. You know, they're the ones that put in coverages. Well, the defensive line coach puts in the fronts.
Right.
Places the defensive lineman. He says we're going to use four down linemen, not three. You know, today what they've got is they've got a hodgepodge of different types of preset looks. Quarterback comes out of the huddle, looks over and sees two down linemen here and a bunch of guys standing up over there, and they don't know really what's happening. They don't know if they're going to get blitzed or not. So the whole thing is trickery is the order of the day by these defensive coordinators today. And what they do is they don't spend time with the big people at the line of scrimmage, and they don't use a set front and then build the offense, build the coverage around it. So you've got defensive backfield coaches who have been given the job to put in the defenses. Well, that's the defense at the line of scrimmage, and that's the defense in terms of coverage. So you've got people, you've got teams who are primarily concerned with really only putting in coverages for the passing game, and they kind of like fudge around and hodgepodge around at the line of scrimmage, and what you have is you have big people at the line of scrimmage not understanding and don't understand the rules of how to play the line of scrimmage. It's an art form, how to play the line of scrimmage and what to do, what are the rules. For every offensive set that comes out, there is a set rule that linemen, defensive linemen, defensive ends, outside linebackers, middle linebackers, and defensive tackles. Everybody, every group has a designated understanding as to what to do with that set and that formation. And those things now have been homogenized over the decades. They don't teach tackling. They don't have the kids in school long enough to teach tackling. There's no emphasis on tackling. So, therefore, you're bad tackling. You're bad tackling in high school.
There's more injuries,
you're
too.
You're bad tackling in college. You're bad tackling in professional. And they don't spend any time with it, because in professional football, the Players Association, the kids, the actual players, the collective bargaining agreement, they sit down and say, we don't want to practice. And the owners say, this is where we are today with football. Football, pro football anyway, they say, well, okay, what is it that you want? Well, we don't want to practice. We don't want to have two-a-days in training camp. We want to wear shorts and helmets instead of pads. We don't want to tackle. It's too hot today. We don't want to practice. We want a lunch break every 2-3 hours. We want to have time for our cell phones. So they negotiate all of this, and the owners say, okay, we'll do anything you want. We'll give you anything you want. Just don't strike. You see, the biggest thing the owners don't want, the biggest thing the owners don't want is a work stoppage.
Yeah.
They don't want that. And they're giving the house away. And that's why you're seeing the behavior you're seeing today. You've got the players decide, we're gonna shut your business down because we're going to act out. And they say, okay, hold on, before you kneel, let me get down there and I'll kneel with you. And so you've got such disrespect between players and owners. It's just pathetic.
Straight ahead, more with Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, we got the word from Fred Dreyer. His eating tips are the very best. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Mike Gary in for Fred here in this segment. Fred will be back with you next week. He's away at a little family get-together, and he'll have a lot to tell us about next week.
Yeah, I mean, Fred, he really, if you look at his physique, he looks like he's 25. And
he
all
does.
That hydration, all that broiled salmon over at Columbo's, all that steamed spinach, it really has worked out for him.
Now, they were dining. I don't know if they still are outside of Columbo's. I heard they were, and then they still maybe are, but maybe it's too cold or something. So they're definitely doing their takeout. But we were there about a week ago, Fred Dreyer and myself and Grant, our new buddy Grant, went over there. And so it was good. Good salmon. Fred had it, and he, like he always does when he goes to dinner and he knows someone else is buying, he orders a second order of salmon so he can take it home and have it for lunch the next day.
But one thing I do love about Fred, can't though, he eats healthy. He's a role model for health.
Everybody else is a dime.
But when he cuts loose, his cheat day is a cheat day indeed.
He goes for those burgers.
Those burgers. Two double cheeses with bacon. Give me two.
And now I've noticed, I think at the Carl's Jr. they have, and the Hardee's, I guess, on the East Coast, they have not only a double burger, but they got a triple burger that I think we'll have to get to.
Well, I think the 4x4 from In-N-Out is on his menu next. 4 patties, 4 cheese. And should be noted, too, for any of the our fans out there that want to see Fred in action and Hunter, all episodes are available on Peacock. Peacock is NBC's streaming network. It's available for free. All you have to do is just sign up for free, and you can watch all, I believe, 8 seasons of Hunter.
You're the one that turned me on to it, and I watched I started into the first season, and I started right from that 2-hour premiere, the pilot episode. It's got everything in it. It is just a great great show, and I'm into Hunter now big time.
And featuring the one and only Brian Dennehy in first pilot.
The first pilot, that's true, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so now, health-wise here, because Fred was talking about food, when you're not feeling well, what's your go-to food when you're kind of coming back?
Big burrito?
Well, that's good.
You know, I'm not so much a chicken soup guy or anything like that.
I'm a grilled cheese kind of guy.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
But I do it, I cheat my way through it. I actually take the slices of bread, put them in the toaster, put a slab of cheese in it, and then throw it in the microwave.
The bachelor's grilled cheese.
Kind of a cheese melt. Maybe throw a little mustard on it. That's good. All right. That's our show. We're back next week. Don't forget, follow Fred at Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. See you next week. Thanks, Mike.